Washington Senator Patty Murray spelled out the consequences of what she called the cataclysmic U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision.
Since that Dobbs decision, 14 states have passed total bans on abortions. Another 6 states have severely limited abortion services, and 9 other states have had their abortion bans blocked in court. Every day, women across our country are confronting a dystopian reality, one where Republican politicians have the final say in their health care decisions. Women are forced to stay pregnant against their will, even when their health and lives are at risk.
Murray outlined 4 bills that the Democratic leadership in the Senate wants to bring to the floor. They would enshrine the right to contraception, the freedom to travel to obtain an abortion, ensure that doctors can safely provide abortion care to patients from other states, and protect people's online health and location data. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to bring the bills up under so-called unanimous consent rules, which allow the objection of a single Republican to torpedo the effort. Murray said the point is to put the spotlight on Republicans who could pay a political price for their opposition.
But they should pay attention because Americans are speaking out now loud and clear. Last November, in every single place abortion rights were on the ballot, abortion rights won.
A similar effort to force Republicans to account is underway in the House. Democrats Diana DeGette of Colorado, Judy Chu of Southern California, and Oakland's Barbara Lee filed what's called a discharge petition to force a vote in the House on legislation that would restore protections in the overturned Roe v. Wade ruling. Lee said it's time to put Republicans on the record in front of their constituents.
Never before has this country marked the day that a fundamental freedom was taken from us. Almost 1 year ago, the Supreme Court's shameful and unprecedented Dobbs decision stripped a constitutional right from all Americans.
It would take the signatures of 218 House members to force a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. At least 6 Republicans would have to join if all 212 Democrats signed the discharge petition. Although some Republicans are leery of the political consequences of opposing abortion rights, others are celebrating the nearly year-old Dobbs decision, like Oklahoma Senator Jim Lankford.
But the best guess that we have is about 200,000 children were born this year that would not have been born. That's 200,000 kids. That's 200,000 smiling faces on playgrounds. That's 200,000 silly songs. We are in a post-Roe America.
Lankford's estimate is probably high. Still, the consequences of the Dobbs decision have been significant. An April report from the Society of Family Planning estimated that in the first 6 months after the decision, there were an estimated 32,000 fewer abortions nationally than expected. The report said the greatest declines in the numbers of abortions occurred in the same states with the greatest structural and social inequities in terms of maternal morbidity and mortality and poverty. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.